Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Hey!
Shabbat Shalom.
Hey!
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom.
Yom Ze Yisrael.
Yom Ze Yisrael. Feed your son, right? One of the important things in life is feeding your children. Teach your children and feed them. Thank you. And lock the car, please. Thank you.
All right, let's bless the Messiah this morning. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu et derecha Yeshua b'Mashiach Yeshua, amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation and Yeshua, Messiah, the Messiah.
In whatever language you say it, it blesses the Messiah.
Where your glory resides, I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time. O God, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Vishamru. Vishamru Vene Israel Et HaShabbat La Sod Et HaShabbat Le Dorotam Barit Olam Vishamru Vene Israel Et HaShabbat La Sod Et HaShabbat Le Dorotam Barit Olam
Children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their
generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Man, you feel his presence here today? Man. I feel it. Hallelujah.
Pray for Jerusalem that there'll be peace again. The Lord will prosper them that love her.
Israel. I mean, if the Messiah came already, and if the Jewish people were to bring the Messiah, they were chosen to bring the Messiah into the world, and the Messiah came already, and the gospel was spread to the world, why does the world still so angry and hostile toward the Jewish people? Maybe it's because God isn't finished with Israel. And maybe it's because Israel has a major part in the salvation of the world. You know, Yeshua said, salvation is of the Jews. Salvation is of the Jews. And he didn't mean it just for that day or 10 days earlier. He meant it forever. Salvation is of the Jews. So there's something about the Jewish people. If you're watching today and you don't understand what you're watching, that's okay. This is, you know, this is a chance for you to learn what worship is like in a believing Jewish synagogue. And it's a chance for you, if you stick with it, to learn why the Jewish people still have a role to play in world salvation. And that's all I'm going to say. But we're going to pray now. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word in Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love thee. Lord, we pray, Shalom, Shalom, Yerushalayim. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Kol Yisrael, all Israel. We pray, Lord, that you remove the blinders from their eyes, from the prime minister to the lowliest person living in the streets. Lord, we just pray that you would open their eyes and reveal yourself to them. Lord, reveal yourself to your people Israel. Lord, save them. We thank you, Lord, that you you protect them, even though we know they must go through a time of great trial, the Bible says, that you would let the rockets that are fired at them fall into the desert, fall into the water, or blow up on the launch pad. We pray, Lord, that their attackers' knives would drop out of their hands, that their cars would stall when they try to hit people with them. They pray that their guns would jam. We pray that they would their own, what they want to bring to the Jewish people would come back on them sevenfold. In the name of Yeshua, Lord, we just thank you for the rabbis, the messianic rabbis across America and our leadership. We pray. Your word says that if we walk in paths of righteousness, it brings great, great riches to people. When we walk in paths of righteousness, when we obey you and we follow you, it brings treasure. It brings riches. And Proverbs 8, I believe it's verse 20 and 21, it says that. It says that great treasures will come to the person who walks in paths of righteousness and stays on the godly path. I pray, Lord, that our leaders, we would have no lack if we obeyed you and followed you, that you open our eyes. Pray for Joel Chernoff, the head of the Messianic movement, Lord, for lift his arms and give him vision. Pray for their hearts, Lord, of our leaders and the executive committees, Lord, that you touch their hearts to minister to the rabbis so that we might minister to the people. I pray for the rabbis, Lord, that you give them boldness and courage, that they would fear not fear man, but that they would fear you and bring forth the true word of God and not tickle people's ears. And I pray, Lord, that you bless many people and save them today. Pray for my mother today, for Harriet, as she struggles to breathe, Lord, that you help my mother and that you reveal yourself to her, Lord, at this time. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Yeshua's name. Pray for our president today, Lord, for his strength and his and our government, Lord. Whatever your politics are, if our president's successful, we'll be successful. If he's not successful, we all suffer. So if you don't get that, you need to take a look in the mirror. Praise God. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Be gracious, O Lord,
our God, to your people, Israel,
and accept
their prayer.
Restore the worship
of Israel to your sanctuary.
Receive their prayers, The Shema.
ובכל מאודך, והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבביך, ושינתם לבניך, ודיברת בם בשבתך בביתך, ובלכתך בדרך, ובשכבך ובקומך, וקשרתם להיות על ידיך, והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might, and have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
Amen. Amen. Welcome. What are we doing?
I forgot the servant of the Lord, so just keep going.
All right. I want to welcome the folks watching at home, and welcome to our Shabbat service. Glad you're with us. If you don't have a Messianic congregation, or if you don't have one in your area, we welcome you to our Yehuda Messianic congregation, Lion of Judah Messianic Fellowship in Bristol, Virginia. I'm Rabbi Joe. This is Rebbetzin Don, and we're glad you're with us today, wherever you are in the country or around the world. We're just glad to have you, and hope you enjoy the service. We did this mostly for people who couldn't get to a service, and so we're glad to be a resource for you and to hear the positive comments that we get from folks. So please feel free to like us on Facebook at For Zion's Sake Ministries or Ari Yehuda Messianic Congregation, and let us know. Just hit a little, you know, note that you write a comment that you're watching, so we know you're with us today. Praise God. And we welcome everybody else. We're glad to see you all here today. And we have a special day today. We're going to have a shower for Amber and for baby Solomon today. So it's a special day. Praise God. And we're going to now have our Torah procession. Now, what you're going to see here is we're going to bring out the Torah scroll. This is what the Bible looked like in the time of Yeshua, Jesus. This is what the Bible that he would have read when he took out the scrolls in the synagogue at Capernaum. And actually, what they took out then was the prophets, but it still would have been a scroll very much like this, the five books of Moses that we're going to read from. Actually, we're not going to read from the scroll. Anthony's going to read from it in book form. But I'm going to ask Greg and Dante to come and carry the Torah, and I'm going to ask Mr. Charlie if he would come and open the ark for us today. Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imloch Leolam Vahed, Adonai Oz Leomo Yitain, Adonai Yivarech Et Amo Bashalom. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord,
and there is nothing like your works. Your
kingdom is an everlasting kingdom,
and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace.
Amen. We're going to process with the Torah.
Oh, dwell in unity. La 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 la.
Praise him with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Enter his gates with praise and praise in his court with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. His word is victorious over all things. Amen. Vayahi ben Soharon vayemer Moshe Korna Adonai vefutzui vecha Vianusu misonecha mifanecha Ki mitzion tetze Torah Ki mitzion tetze Torah Udavar Adonai miyerushalayim Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah Le'amo Yisrael B'kdushato.
When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered,
and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel.
Amen. All right. Ya'amod Asher ben Zedekiah. Baruch el Adonai
Hamavorah.
Baruch Adonai Hamarach Yolam Va'ed. Baruch Adonai Hamarach Yolam Va'ed. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher bachar banu mikol hamim. V'natan lanu et Torato. Baruch Adonai Noten HaTorah. Amen.
Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, today we're in Numbers chapter 8 through chapter 12, and the Torah portion is called Behalak Ka, and it means to raise up or to get up. You know, when you look at the Torah as a whole, and especially the chapter of the book of Numbers, you'll see that Numbers is a unique part of the Torah, because if you study it enough, you'll see that God is creating a process and he is developing a pattern for the people that will later that are Israel really. And you see them as a and what they're going through. God is continuing to create within them principles and attributes that they will need as they go forward to develop spiritually. And also, he is developing them with principles and attributes that they are to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That was God's intention with the Jewish people, that they would be a holy nation and a kingdom of priests. But, you know, if you study enough, you'll see that they were like us today. They made a lot of mistakes. They committed sins. And, you know, what God was wanting them to do, in other words, we have to, and it's today for us too, God was wanting them to assume and to take on responsibility. That is a core principle of God, is to not only to be responsible, to take on that and assume responsibility for our actions. God has placed them in these years that they've been traveling. You know, God had them, they went the most roundabout way to get to the promised land, and he did not take them the most direct route. And, you know, last week we talked about the giving of the Torah and the Holy Spirit. But, you know, as they travel, God has protected them because he's got them in like an incubator, like a thing you hatch eggs in or something like that, keep animals warm. They're in a protective environment. God is protecting them as he is. It's like a training. They're in a training that God is developing them. And you see when, and if you read in John chapter 6, we see that Yeshua is the bread of life. He says, I am it. He is the bread of life. And that's what they were receiving. Actually, in the desert, in the wilderness, they were receiving manna that came from heaven. And it was a piece of him. It was a representation of Yeshua. And if you study the Torah and you study all the years that they traveled and the places that they camped, they had encampments, you'll see that this parallel follows my life and your life too. We follow that same parallel of life that they were following to get to the promised land. And we see today, if you read this Torah portion, it gives us a lot about, there's some responsibilities of the Kohanim as far as the lighting of the menorah, like we have here this morning on the table. The menorah is probably the most well-known representation of the Jewish people in the world. Is the Torah. I know the Star of David is very popular. Most people associate the menorah with the Jewish nation, with the Jewish people. And it was the Kohanim who were given the responsibility of keeping the candles, the lights on the Torah were to be lit at all times. Because the menorah, the light of the menorah represents the soul of the Jewish people. That's what the menorah is representing. And it's also a lamp that represents God, and it represents his reflection all the way to the soul of mankind. You see, the priests had a unique job in taking the menorah because it was to never go out. So, you know, the original menorah had wicks of cloth, and today we put candles in them. Some are electric. But then they put wicks and oil, olive oil, into the big vats that held the wicks, and that's what they would light. And as things went along, they would have to rekindle or put more oil and more wicks in there. But they always kept, they would do it one at a time, so the actual menorah was never, all seven candles were never totally not burning at one time. But you see, what God was calling Aaron to do, not only to kindle the fire, to kindle the light, but he was calling him to light the fire, shed the light into the soul of the Jewish people. That's what the menorah is about. It's about the light of God, and Yeshua is the light. And yet God was willing to take them to a level that they were their own, his light would shine through them. And that's where today we should have the light of Yeshua should shine through us that attracts people. They had three responsibilities, the lighting. And the priests, what they would do, they would prepare the wicks and the oil, and it was only to be lit. The menorah only shined, of course, in the tabernacle, but later in the temple. And what was so interesting about the lighting of the menorah, any person could light the menorah. It didn't take the priest or one of the Levites. Anyone could come and rekindle the fire of the menorah. Because it's, you know, we are called, as I said earlier, we are called to spread the light of the Torah. It's God's word. God's word is a privilege, but it also carries an obligation. You see, when you look at the menorah, you see there are seven candles, and it sits on what I think is what I call the Shabbat is the base. That's what all the feasts, the moed, sit upon, is the Shabbat that is each week. So when you see the seven candles, you realize God has a Shabbat that is a day of rest, is the seventh day. And you also see there's a lot of number sevens that it represents, but to me it always represents the Shabbat, and it represents the seven feasts, the three-foot pilgrimages, the seven feasts that we observe. So it's actually a light, a path unto our service that we are, you know, Yeshua doesn't, his light shines, and he doesn't have to come to you, but his light comes to you and it draws us back. It raises us up. That's what the theme of this Torah portion today is to raise up the light. It's talking about the Word of God, and the Word of God is Yeshua. He is the Word of God. And another interesting thing, in the temple in the biblical days when they constructed that, the windows in the temple were built very unusual. They were broad on the outside, they were very wide, and on the inside they were very narrow. So because God didn't need light on the inside, because His light would fill up the temple. He didn't need a light. But the light was made that way when the menorah burned, the light, the wicks, the flame would lean forward. The way they constructed it, it would burn forward rather than straight up. So the light would go forward, it would go out the narrow windows, and when it would reach the outside, it would broaden and widen the spell that God was saying. It's narrow on the inside, but my light will go. It will broaden as it goes out the windows of the temple. It will go to all mankind. So it was interesting that the temple was built that way. That they, even down to the windows, God was spreading His gospel through the light that came out. And if you're a follower of Yeshua today, we are also called in service to Him, and we're also called to spread His light. That's the purpose of what the menorah is about, is spreading the light of God. And if you read the Torah today, you also see that there was some wording about Passover is in this Torah portion today. That was for the people who did not be able to obtain or partake of the one that is in Nisan, the 14th of Nisan. It was set aside that they would have a special time that those that were unable to attend could also have a Passover. And so there's a longing also in here. The Israelites are still complaining about the fact that they're not in Egypt. They're still looking backward rather than forward. And God had, they're wanting to eat meat. They're tired of eating the manna that God has given from heaven. So they complain, and God sends a great flood of, I guess they were quail or doves or something like that, that were several feet high. And so the Israelites were able to get meat. But this craving affected actually who Israel was, because they continued to complain, and God was calling them to be a holy nation dedicated unto Himself. And also He wants them to be a kingdom of priests. But Israel wanted the meat, so God sent the birds, the quail, I guess is what it actually they were. They were quail that they ate on that day. So I'm going to close the tour here just in a second. If I can get my page to turn here, it's stuck. But Israel was having a time of difficulty to focus on what God wanted. You see, when He brought them out of Egypt, He brought them out in one night, and it took them 40 years to get to the Promised Land. That's a long journey that they went through a lot of things, but they did not stay focused. They kept looking back to what they had in Egypt, that their lives were not that simple in Egypt. They lived a harsh life, but they were thinking maybe that's the best place to be. And God calls us today to keep our eyes focused on Him. If you keep looking down or looking back, you're going to fall over something and hurt yourself. And that's what God's saying. Stay focused on Me today. Don't look down and don't look back. Look to Me. Look upward. Keep your head up, and you will see your redemption. That's where it's at. It's in front of us. It's not behind us, because Yeshua said when He comes, He will bring His reward with Him. So you're not going to get an IOU when He comes. He's going to say, "My reward is here." You're not going to get a coupon to go somewhere else to get it. He's going to have it with Him, and that's going to be eternal life. That's the reward. That's the reward. That's the prize in Passover when the kids find the hidden afikoman. They get a reward, and that's the reward is eternal life. When you find Yeshua, you find eternal life. And so I want to close right there on that. That He is the light of the world, and that we should let our light, His light in us, extend to other people as we engage people around the world. Because a lot of people don't understand the scriptures, and they're real ignorant of salvation and redemption. They don't really understand it. So that's why it's important for us to be in service, that we're willing to share that with people that don't believe, or people that maybe believe and they're going in the wrong direction. Shabbat Shalom.
Moshe, Lignei B'nei Israel, O Piano Nai, Miad Moshe. This is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand. Tree of life to those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. Amen. You may be seated. We just have a few quick announcements before we continue with our worship. And our rabbis got an awesome message today. So those of you online, he'll be on at about 30 minutes or so. So stay tuned. And Lord, just great to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to welcome everyone. I think we're mostly family here. And again, once again online, those of you who are checking in, please like us on Facebook and let us know on Facebook that you've been here. It's kind of like signing our little book so that we know that you're here. And let us know how you're liking it, what you feel about our service, and we'd like to know. Okay, so also come visit us here. If you're in the area, come. You're welcome to come and visit. We have our services here, and it's great if you are called to be a part of Israel, to serve Israel, then maybe God's calling you to be a part of this congregation, and we'd love to have you. So we are Jew and Gentile, one in the Messiah, and we live that out together in this congregation. The call of Israel is what we live out together, whether you're Jew or Gentile. And
or whether you're intermarried.
Or whether you're intermarried. You can be both. Like me and the rabbi, right? Okay. Just a couple of things. We're going to play the MJA promotional video here in just a second, so go ahead and cue that up. But before we do, I just want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up. Is there anybody here who's planning on going to the Messiah Conference?
Now, don't all raise your hands at once.
Okay. You can go online, and I'll just remind you that Rabbi's speaking 10 a.m. Monday morning. And so if you plan to come, that would be a great time to be there. Also, they will be running the services in the evening live on the website. So
their website,
not ours. So that's mja.org. And those of you who are here, who stay here, if you would continue to promote that, and you can, we might even have a couple nights where we get together here to watch the service together on the screen. So that is also available. Today we're going to have a baby shower, as Rabbi mentioned before. Yay! For our baby Solomon. And so the ladies will stay after Oneg, and we'll bless Amber and their family, the Matthews family. And then the guys are planning to take an outing to Putt-Putt and with Wendell. Wendell, do you have anything to say about that?
Get ready to lose, guys. That's all. No, let's have a good time. And all the kids, I do want all of you to go that can, because I want to have a good day today with you guys.
Have you seen that commercial where the guy's driving and everybody, his family's all like got headsets on, and they're all hooked up and they're all looking at their, you know, their iPads or their phones. He tells his wife, "I just bought a new putter." He's like, you know, jabbing her, you know. And he's, "I just bought a new putter."
But if you don't have the money to go, that's okay. Come, you know, see us in private or something.
Wendell says Maria's going to take care of you.
Absolutely. Hey, honey. And I want everybody to go that can go. And we're just going to go have a good time. And even Charlie, if you can go, we want you to go. I need somebody to carry my golf club for me.
Needs a caddy.
So all men, dads, and kids. Uh-oh. Hold on. That's your coffee, honey. Praise the Lord. Emergency. So that's, let's see, Pearls of the Torah we had today, right? So it won't be next week. It'll be the following week. So keep that on your schedule. When I send out the emails, I try to keep, you know, the what's coming up on there. So keep on that. And that's all I have. Is there anything else, Rabbi Joe, that we need to discuss? Yeah, we'll do that. So let's roll the video if you want to turn these lights off so people can see it. Here's the promotional for the conference, the MJA conference coming up the first week of July.
Spiritual growth. Praise the Lord in song and dance with Paul Wilbur, Marty Getz, Greg Silverman, Joshua Aaron, Klezmeranians, Becca Shea, Ted Pierce, and from Israel, McAdam. Speakers include Jonathan Kahn, David Chernoff, Jeff Foreman, Larry Feldman, Jonathan Burness, Michael Wolf, Joel Lieberman, Kevin Solomon, Joe Bell, and many more. This is the special 50th anniversary year for Jerusalem and for the YMJA. The YMJA was founded in 1967, the same year Jerusalem was reunified as the eternal capital of Israel after 2,000 years.
You young men see visions, your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy that Messiah will pour out your spirit on Zion. Oh, the scepter has come.
Don't miss the celebration at Messiah 2017.
Nations shall reach, and kingdoms will fall, and troubles will spread in the land. But God will raise up the banner of truth, Yeshua, the Son of Man.
All right, there we go. That's it.
All right, we are going to receive our tithes and offerings for today, and let's bow our heads and pray. If you're watching us at home and you don't have a place to tithe, or you'd like to give a gift to this ministry, you can go on our website, and there's a place where you can donate. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts. Thank you for the givers. Thank you, Lord, that you bless them a hundredfold as they give today, Lord, that you meet their needs, Lord. I am for one who have seen the blessings of your hand, Lord, as a result of giving and sowing into your kingdom, Lord. And I just praise you, Lord, for the way you've provided for me over my last 21 years as a man walking by faith in Yeshua, Lord. And now teach us to learn to walk by faith and to sow and bless, Lord. Bless each one as they come today, Lord. And we ask this through Yeshua, our Messiah, the righteous one. Amen and amen. And don't forget there's a basket for the needy in Israel, for the poor. Don't forget that basket. And may God bless you as you give today.
Yeshua, Mashiach, Adonai. Yeshua. Eternal stars.